Last week, Indiana education officials held their breath as they waited to hear whether they'd made a critical error in developing the state's A through F accountability rules. It's a system that's been in flux for many of the past several years, change happening right alongside other big administrative shifts for Indiana schools, which caused some confusion and put policymakers, teachers, and parents on edge. My State Impact Indiana colleague Rachel Morello is here to try to calm some nerves and help us get our bearings on the situation. So Rachel, first, can you explain what happened last week?
Sure. So policymakers have tweaked how the state calculates school accountability grades several times since the process was first adopted in 1999. Most recently, the General Assembly in 2013 asked the State Board of Education to totally rewrite the formula after Indiana dropped the Common Core and adopted a new state test. So, that rewrite is ready, and it's set to take effect beginning next school year. But in the meantime, Indiana is still operating under the old set of A through F rules. So we got word the middle of last week that legal officials had been asked to look into a potential problem with that process. The issue at hand was whether the State Board of Education correctly followed the letter of the law in transitioning from the old system, whether the timing of certain amendments they made voided the existing A to F system. If that were the case, it would mean Indiana schools might not receive a grade this year. But people shouldn't panic. The state attorney general took a stab at the law, and he said it's valid. His staff sent policymakers a letter Friday in which he also recommended the legislature consider passing a law next year to reaffirm the state board's authority to assign A through F grades.
So will schools be receiving grades this year?
The short answer is yes, but it's complicated. This goes back to a decision the state board made in July. The Federal Department of Education gave states some leeway with accountability during transition periods for standards and assessments. This is exactly Indiana's situation right now, so state officials are considering taking advantage of the flexibility. The Department of Education came up with a list of 12 options, I believe, and the one they're pushing is called Hold Harmless, which would assign each school the better A through F grade received between the 2013-14 and 2014-15 school years. But in the same letter the Attorney General's office sent out, they said that option is not supported by current statute. This is not final yet. The AG's office says they hope to finalize an opinion to send to the Department of Education and the State Board before the board's meeting next week.
So it's safe to assume this will be something the board will talk about at that meeting. Is there anything else on their agenda as far as A through F is concerned?
Well, we haven't seen a confirmed agenda just yet, but more likely than not, they'll get an update on the status of grades for last school year. Here's where things get even more complicated. Schools still don't have those grades, and they might not for a while. First, they're waiting on ISTEP scores, and as you might remember, testing company CTB encountered some problems grading new technology-enhanced questions, so schools might not get those scores until closer to December. Representative Bob Boehning from Indianapolis says this is unacceptable because of the greater ramifications grades have for schools on things like teacher evaluations and teacher pay.
The last thing I think we want to have is performance pay to be delayed because there's been problems with the grading of the test. It's supposed to be distributed by December 31st. And frankly, I would assume most educators, just like most people, it's kind of a nice thing to get before Christmas. And I think that many of us would like to do what we can to make sure that that happens.
As we've reported previously, CTB will no longer be the state's test vendor. That job will now belong to testing company Pearson. So, as the state moves forward with them to work on yet another new version of the ISTEP, we'll see how the timeline for test scores and, in turn, A through F grades affects that process.
And of course, we'll be watching how that new relationship unfolds. Thanks, Rachel.
Thank you.